This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage all women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. Tune into your lane talk show. It makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed, it's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane, it's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane, come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane, let's have a conversation on what we face every day.
Your Lane Talk Show with Coach Trish Hannah. Hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Your Lane with your coach, Trish Hannah, broadcasting live from Nassau, Bahamas. This is the place where God lives. All right. It's just wonderful to be in your presence and in your hearing, rather, on this Sunday. And this is, of course, the day that the Lord has made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. This is the show where we empower, encourage, and educate women of all ages. And as I've been saying time and time again, we do not leave our men out, okay? We ensure that the spirit, soul, and body is taken care of. This is a faith-based show, and we're not afraid to go places where other people may be afraid to go. We address taboo topics and heavily ensure that heavily placed with spiritual matters, like anything to do with things that the church may not touch necessarily, maybe because they may think that, you know, the church is not mature enough, quote unquote, or they may feel as if, you know, everyone may not be able to relate on certain topics, or they may only use cover the surface, right, or a little bit of a foundation, but they don't go deep down. And so this is where we come in, all right? So we are here to ensure that we are transparent and we get the information needed. The reason why this show was actually done and produced and came about is because my desire has always been to ensure that we are educated, to ensure that we are informed, to ensure that we know what we're doing as women so that we don't have to be living life blinded, all right? The Bible states that it's through knowledge that the just be delivered. We want to ensure that the knowledge that is needed to set us free given here, all right? Of course, you could get it elsewhere. I'm not saying that. But as for me and my mandate, I want to ensure that I do what I'm supposed to do here on the earth as God has allowed me and given me that opportunity, all right? We are still in our powerful January series called The Aligned Life, The Aligned Life. This is part 3. Last week, we had our guest, Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing. That was episode 158, where we were asking, we were allowing the guests to share their questions, all right? It's called Fasting Question and Answer Segment. And that's solely because episode 157 with Pastor Kevin, Fasting, Resetting Your Spirit for a New Year, was simply not enough time. We wanted to ensure that people who had their various dreams, people who still had questions regarding their fast, you know, a lot of churches are doing 21-day fasting. We want to ensure that we were equipped or would be equipped to get the best of what it is that we are doing and what Jesus had told us to do. Some breakthroughs, as the Bible says, does not come out until we do much prayer and fasting, right? That's Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. So that is what we want to do, especially for the new year. Today, Today's conversation is one we don't talk about enough, but it affects every area of our lives, our relationships, our peace, our purpose, and even how we show up for ourselves. We're talking about soul boundaries today, all right? And not just the boundaries we set with other people, but the boundaries we set within ourselves. And so many of us are carrying unresolved hurt, right? Trauma and emotional weight from past seasons, and without realizing it, those wounds begin to dictate our decisions, our reactions, and the quality of our lives. My guest and I were speaking about it briefly just before we went on the show. Like, these people are walking around with weight and they don't even know it. They just know that they're shouting at their children for no reason, not wanting to get involved in relationships, shunning people who want to become their friends, and you're wondering why you do not want to be friendly to people because of things that happened in the past. Even in, as I'm a coach, I'm a marriage coach, and relationship coach, I've had people that my clients that come in, they say to me, look, there are certain ways that my husband touched me, but because of the trauma I had as a child where I was, you know, sexually abused, okay, and that brings back a lot of trauma, so that brings me there, and so I'm unable to do certain things with my husband, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These things carry on, they go with us if we do not deal with the matter, and of course, I'm so excited to have her on board, because she's going to talk more about that. We're unpacking what trauma really is, how it shows up, and why healthy boundaries are essential if we want to protect our peace and live aligned with purpose. Yes, yes, yes. We're actually going to talk about some things with our families too. We just had Christmas. We just celebrated Thanksgiving and Christmas, where we had family and friends over, co-workers, and et cetera. And y'all know good and well, some of them co-workers and family members y'all really don't like, right? We have to find a way to fix your face when they are around us. We have to find a way to shut them down, because some of the questions they ask, for example, those who've been married for a while, you have some family members and church members who'll be like, well, child, well, y'all gonna have some, have a little baby now, you know, and they poke in your stomach to make sure, to see whether or not. Those things are, they may not be a big deal for someone who's actually trying and they know that they can get it. But what about those who have been trying to conceive for a while, you know, and they are pressured by the fact that they're not getting, then it's not happening, it's not catching, you know, they haven't been pregnant as yet. And that's trauma in itself. What about those who've been asking questions, so when you can get married, so you've been single a little while, you know, the persons may be going through internally some issues that they're working on, you don't know. So what do we do with issues like that? What do we do with people like that? That is what this show is all about today, all right? Joining me is my special guest, Dr. Shannon Davis-Wills, a licensed professional counselor, supervisor, and trauma-informed therapist, who will help us understand how to release what no longer serves us, establish healthy emotional and spiritual boundaries, and step boldly into a life that reflects healing, wholeness, and alignment. Now, if you've ever felt emotionally drained, stuck, or disconnected from who God created you to be, today's show is for you. If anything I said today resonated with you or would resonate with someone who you know, go and tell them to come on board. There are lots of ways that we can be heard today. Tell them they can tune into Guardian 96.9 FM radio dial, channel 969 on cable, BTC Flow channel 612, the Guardian radio app for Android or Apple, on the website www.guardiantalkradio.com, on Facebook, Your Lane Life Coaching, and Facebook accounts, of course. Dr. Shannon, I guess, will share her Facebook account as well. You can actually go on YouTube for those who don't like Facebook. Go to Your Lane with Coach Trishanna. We are live there as well. If you know someone that needs to hear this message today, you know someone who has been struggling, someone who really needs a breakthrough from their minds because of the trauma that they've been through, ask them to please tune into Your Lane with Coach Trishanna today. All right, so I have a question for the audience, you know, as we are preparing. And, of course, I want to be able to share some things and our sponsors, the list of our sponsors. But before we do that, my question for the audience is this. What is one area of your life where you know you need stronger boundaries right now? What is one area in your life where you know you need stronger boundaries right now? That can be relationships, work, family, self-care. Let us know. You can either call 323-6232. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. You can also text. The text number is 422-4796. I'm going to ask that question again, and the question is, what is one area of your life where you know you need stronger boundaries right now? Could it be relationships, work, family, self-care? Let us know. Give us a call, text us, or come on board on our Facebook or YouTube accounts, and you can text or type your message there. All right? Your Lane Talk Show, episode 159, Soul Boundaries, Protecting Peace and Purpose in Your Life, is brought to you by John Shoe Store and Accessories, Tropical Gyros, Your Lane Life Coaching, The Perfume Bar, YBE Promotions, Listen, Nassau. Get ready for a night of pure worship, true surrender, and divine encounter. The lead singer of Maverick City and Elevation Music, Chandler Moore, is coming, all right? Come with a heart of worship at the I Shall Not Want concert. We have featuring DJ Godson, Oslin Jadord, Nigel Lewis, Shara J, and Xander, hosted by, it'll be hosted by Jonae Gibson. Hold on, let me see if I can bring this up real quick so y'all can see the flyer for those who are on the social media platform. Let's get this flyer going here. Where is it? There it is. Bam. The social media platforms. We got all these various artists coming on board, Bahamian artists, just for this Chandler Moore I Shall Not Want concert. It's happening February 27th at the Beach Soccer Stadium, East Bay Street. Now, y'all need to follow YBE promotions page on Facebook, because they be having all kind of different things. Every day is something. You get a chance to, for those who've already purchased their tickets online, go to the Beach Soccer Stadium between Monday to Friday. I forgot the time, so they're going to post it. I'll post it on my platform so that you can get the tangible, the hard ticket in your hand, because they'll be doing a lot of giveaways that day, okay? So you want to be able to go there. For those who have not purchased their tickets yet, you could secure your seat at bahamastickets.com, all right? Go ahead. You want to be a part of it. I'm going to be a part of it, God's willing. We're going to have us a dandy, all right? We're going to be rejoicing. The show is also brought to you by the Children's Dream Journal. Now, as we talk about alignment and living intentionally this year, all right, we want to also not forget the next generation, our children. Our children have purpose, and God speaks to them early, often through dreams. The Children's Dream Journal helps parents guide their children to write down their dreams, pray over them, and understand that God has a plan for their lives. It's more than a journal. It's a way of saying, I see you, I hear you, and I'm covering your destiny, all right? If one of your goals this year is to spiritually protect and pour into your child, this journal is a gift just for you, all right? Place to start, and it's available now at All Seasons Book and Gift Center in the Palmdale Shopping Center, and you can also order it on Amazon, all right? And the show is also brought to you by, and I'm grateful for, the Women of Strength Association. Look here, look here, look here. If you're looking to start 2026 with clarity and intention, the Women of Strength Association presents its Receiving Season, the Ultimate Vision and Prayer Board Experience. This is not your average vision board party. It's strategically designed to leave you fully charged to take on 2026. This is all happening on Sunday, February 1st from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. And you can join them for a powerful, purpose-filled afternoon designed to help you write the vision, pray with strategy, and step boldly into your next season. They are featuring Dr. Sharon Neely. Y'all know Dr. Sharon now. Y'all know good and well who she is, and we are excited to have her on board. And the investment is only $50 with supplies and refreshments included. If you want to purchase a ticket for this event, the number to call is, you could WhatsApp, 423-9377. And guess what? The organizers, the Women of Strength Association, has given me two tickets, one that I would give out today and one that I'll give out next week, Sunday, God's willing. So if you want to be a part of this event, we're going to ask you to please tune in now so that when we do have our questions, you'll be able to answer it and you will have your ticket, okay? And now that we have gotten all of our sponsors ready, and we are grateful for them. We are going to now introduce our speaker. Our speaker for today is Dr. Shannon Davis-Wills. She is a licensed professional counselor, supervisor, certified trauma-informed yoga instructor, and the founder of Hope Within Counseling. With over 7 years of experience and licensure in Texas, Florida, and Colorado, Dr. Shannon specializes in a trauma-informed approach to therapy, helping individuals, couples, and professionals navigate emotional wellness, trauma, and major life transitions. She's also the author of Finding Your New Normal and the 50 Moments Before 50 Journal, guiding people through reflection, healing, and self-discovery. Whether through therapy, yoga, or her writing, Dr. Shannon is passionate about empowering others to build resilience and uncover the hope within themselves. I am so happy to have her on board. Dr. Shannon, welcome to Your Lane Talk Show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I love just being a guest here and listening to all the things you're pouring into your audience. Is amazing. So thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much. Now, Dr. Shannon, listen, now I want to ask you a question. I think this is going to be, let me see how I'm going to word this. Many people hear the word trauma, right? And I think it has, and when they do think about the word trauma, they always think that it's something that is extreme, that it's something that they cannot overcome. How do you define trauma, firstly, and what are some subtle ways trauma shows up in everyday life?
That's an excellent question, because you're absolutely right. When most people hear the word trauma, they think of something dramatic. They think of something big and something that happens to them, you know, that's heavy. But the truth is, you know, there's two types of trauma, right? There's little T trauma and there's big T trauma. Mm-hmm. And both of them can affect you, right, in different ways. But trauma is really anything that your nervous system simply just could not handle. In its simplest form, that's really what it is. Anything that happens to you, your nervous system can't handle. That's why some people could be in a car accident, right? Two people, exact same car, but they walk away with two different experiences. Right, because one of them, the nervous system was able to handle it, and then the other one, the nervous system couldn't, and that's why maybe that's the person that's no longer able to drive, or they have anxiety every time they drive, because they're thinking, oh, I'm going to get hit again. So as you can see, trauma affects all of us different, so there's no cookie-cutter answer to what it looks like for everybody, because it shows up in everybody in different ways.
Thank you so much for that. So trauma is anything that your body can't handle, that the brain can't comprehend. So people tend to think that trauma is, just make sure. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So anything that your body can't handle. I'm getting a lot of Facebook messages right now. All right. So my producer, first of all, is saying that your StreamYard is still open. Your mic is muted, but the volume is what's causing the echo. So what are you saying, Chris? Okay, so make sure your StreamYard volume is completely off. Yeah?
I can fix that.
Okay, we'll fix that. All right, we good. We good.
Tablet. Let me tell you.
That's okay. We're going to
do this in real time.
Yeah, I tell you, this is a transparent show. When we have technical things, we don't be like, oh, come take a break. No, we're going to fix this right now. Let's fix this right now. All right. So that's okay. I love it. I love it that people consider trauma to be some big thing, but you can't even despise someone if they, like, as you've stated, been in a car accident and they may be afraid to go back in the car again. Or, you know, almost had a drowning experience or whatever have you, and then they may be afraid to go in water. There are some Bahamians that are still afraid to go in the beach, and you know we're surrounded by water, right? They're afraid to go in the water. And so we can understand that, and in most cases it's because they've experienced something in their past, right? So I read in your bio that you said that, you know, you also do yoga. And I want to know, because you specialize in trauma-informed approach to therapy and you're also a trauma-informed yoga instructor, how do trauma and the body work together? And why is it important to address both when we're talking about healing and boundaries?
Because trauma happens both cognitively and emotionally, right? And so it's not just the one thing that happens, right? It's really your nervous system that's involved. And that's one of the reasons why I decided to get certified in trauma-informed yoga. Because sometimes talking it through doesn't always help. And okay. I'm talking to you, and I'm logging on my desktop at the same time.
Okay.
So actually, I'm transferring and mute this, okay?
That's good. That's fine. We can do that. All right. So let me know if that means that you are unable to speak. Let me hear you. Can you still say? Because you're still on Zoom. Can we hear you?
Yes, I just switched over.
Perfect.
It's a quick process.
Perfect. Whatever it is you do, don't do nothing else. There's no echo.
Yes.
Perfect. I love it. Yes. We often talk about boundaries with other people, right? But what does it look like to establish healthy boundaries with yourself? This is paramount because, you know, anyway, let me let you answer that and then we'll go from there.
Yeah. Well, see, this is the thing, right? And so when you say establish healthy boundaries with yourself, I think that's where we need to all start at. Because it's hard for us to try to establish boundaries with other people when we don't even have them with ourselves yet.
That part.
And so you got to realize, like, most people, they don't even understand what trauma is. But you have to have a relationship with yourself to understand how trauma affects you and what boundaries you need to establish with yourself. And so I think that's a great question, but it's different for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. So when people come to see me, of course, you know, even within my private practice, when I have clients come in and they describe what's going on with them, sometimes I need to do a deep dive into their childhood. And sometimes I can start right where you are in this moment. And so even if you're having anxiety today, or even if you're experiencing it, you like you said, like the holidays just passed, I have to deal with my family, and this is where I'm at today. Like sometimes, right, I can just start right there. Right. And so it's always going to be different for everybody. But you have to know yourself first and have a relationship with yourself first. And I think really we're lacking that. We're lacking having a relationship with ourselves because sometimes culturally we've been taught to put others before us. And so we develop this codependency on others, meaning I'm good if they're good. Like I'm happy if my kids are happy or I'm happy if my husband is happy. But what about just starting with me? And I just need to be happy, regardless of how those other people are. But I need to just be happy and know my needs first.
Right. I know it's easier said than done for a lot of people because how you're saying it is just like really just coming off your tongue. Oh, I need to be happy. You have some people who don't know how to do that. So, Doc, I need you to share. How can we do that? How can we be happy with ourselves? What would it take? What does that look like?
So it's different for everybody. And that's a question I always ask, right? I always ask them, hey, if you go to sleep tonight and you wake up tomorrow and you're happy, how would you know? Like, what would be different in your life when you wake up that's different today that signify that you're happy? Because we have to have a vision of how happiness looks in order for us to get there. Right? Even in the Bible, you know, God says, write the vision, make it plain. So that everyone can see. And you have to do that with yourself too, though. You have to have a vision of what happiness looked like for you in order for you to get there. And that's hard for some people. I'm not, you're absolutely right. I can say it because I've had years of practice of doing it for myself. But for other people, you're absolutely right. It is so hard because you develop these, you know, people don't even know that that's a thing. Like codependency is an actual thing when your emotions are tied to other people. That is so unhealthy, but yet we're here.
But why do you think it's so difficult for people to release, like, past hurt, even when they desire peace and healing, even if they want to be happy? What do you think is keeping them back from releasing hurt?
From my experience and just working with clients, a lot of times it's just a learned behavior. They don't know that they have permission to let it go. They don't know they actually have permission to heal Like I always tell my clients that, hey, what happened to you in your past is unfortunate. It's not your fault. But healing is your responsibility. And some people just simply don't know how to let that go. And so that's why they come to me. Because I can kind of walk them through the steps of teaching them, okay, these are some things that you could do for yourself. And for me, it could be something as simple as, you know, like sometimes I tell my clients, especially if you're trying to get to know yourself, like the first week or the second week, I might just tell them whatever, whenever it comes to a decision you have to make, even if someone says, you know, what do you want for lunch? Because sometimes we'll default, whatever you want. You know, what do you, you know, like that's a default that we have, right? And so for me, I tell them, I don't want you to do anything different, right? But if someone asks you, what do you want for lunch? Just tell yourself you have a choice. See, it first starts with knowing I have a choice. And I tell them to do that for the first couple of weeks. Just remind yourself I have a choice. And just that simple reminder that I have a choice helps them to make a different choice. Because sometimes we think we have to do things a certain way when it's not true.
That reminds me of a guest who I had on the show a few months ago where, you know, their decisions were so based on, solely based as an adult, on other people's opinion, because as a child, they were always, like, there was always some hoovering or helicopter parenting or, you know what I mean? It's something where someone is making the decisions for them, or they were people pleasers. So it took them a very long time to really break to say, I can make this decision on my own. So I'm hoping that if there is anyone listening or tuning in that may have had that same or experiencing that same thing, that you understand that, hey, you do have a choice. Let it go. You know, you don't have to worry about what somebody else is thinking, what somebody else is saying, how somebody else likes it. Deal with you and what do you like? Think about what you like. What do you like to eat? You know, make those decisions. As Dr. Shannon said, as simple as those little things are, when you continue to understand that, hey, you can actually make decisions on your own, that could help you so much, even with boundaries, without someone trying to force or pressure or, you know, coerce you to go and do something that primarily you don't even want to do.
And sometimes it's as simple as, like, say, for instance, like the holidays just passed and you might have, you know, a boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, whatever that looks like. And, you know, it's customary for us to always spend time with family. Well, of course, when you have a mate, that family is going to look different now. That's your chosen family is different. They're your family now. But of course, your family of origin, the family you're born into that you didn't even have a choice, right? You know, it's customary for you to spend time with them. And so even if you tell mom, dad, grandma, you know, hey, look, I'm going to spend time with, you know, my partner's family. And they might, you know, they might say, oh, I, you know, thank you for telling me. Now, mind you, they might be okay with it. But leading up to the holidays, right, is those little passive comments. You know, like, oh, you know what? I might not be here too many more Thanksgivings. You know, you know, I wish that, you know, you would be here to eat my pie. You know, like, it's those little passive comments that eat away at you and have you feeling guilty. Because now you're thinking, oh, I might not even be here next year. I need to go here. Right? So now you're sacrificing, right, your relationship, right, with your chosen family to be with your family of origin. And it shouldn't be that way.
Right? So, now we need to practice the term no.
Yeah.
You know, we talk to us because we need to know how to say no. That's another thing that people have, the difficulty of saying no. And the no can either be no without an explanation, or depending on, you know, your loved one or whoever it is that you respect genuinely, then you can share your reasons. But that's up to you. Come talk to us about that, Dr. Shannon.
Oh, my gosh. And so that's a good one, because I'm going to tell you this. So I have a client and they do have an issue with saying no. And so what I tell them is, you don't have to say the word no. But what I want you to do is, and I get them to practice this in a mirror, like telling a person, let me get back with you. You know in your mind, you're going to say no. But because you have a problem with saying no, don't tell them in that moment. See, I don't need you to get out of your comfort zone. I just need you to say no, however that looks. So, right? So, I tell them, I say, from now on, when someone asks you a question, I want your automatic response to be, you know, give me a moment. Let me think about it. Let me get back with you. you know, I'll get back with you. Even though you know you're going to say no, you still tell them, I'm going to get back with you. Then 5 minutes later, you pick up your phone. Thank you for the invitation. I will not be there. See, the goal was still accomplished. You still say no. And I'm okay with that. See, I'm not so firm and strict that you have to just say no. But I'm the person is, okay, whatever it takes for you to get there. Because if you've been saying yes for 35 years, it's unthinkable to think that you'll be able to say no in one day. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just the reality.
And that's for those who have difficulty. So at least it'll give you a little bridge or a little opportunity for you to just gather your thoughts.
Yes.
You know, build up the courage. And then, as you said, you can either email or text, you know, and say, I'm sorry, unfortunately, I'm unable to do this. There are some people who can't say no or to, because, you know, they don't want to disappoint someone. You know, they say no because you've been so loyal for this particular, to this particular person for so many years. You have a lot of people who are in churches mm-hmm. like that. They mm-hmm. want to move on, but because, you know, they're afraid to disappoint their pastor, they're afraid to disappoint the minister, you know, people who want to move on to their jobs and do their own thing and fly, but they're afraid to disappoint their boss because you've been loyal for so many years. How do we deal yes. with that?
Well, but that's exactly what I'm referring to, right? When you think about it. So in the moment, and when you're in person with that person and you're saying no, and you might have the courage to say no, right? Even to your pastor, to your boss or whoever, you may have the courage and say no, but they come back with something different. Are you sure? Or they talk you into it. And so if you have not built that stamina to be like, no, and your no mean no, then it's okay to say, let me get back with you and text them no or email them no. Because some people, they just don't have it yet. And I don't want to ever force anyone in a situation where they feel like they have to say no, because then I'm repeating the same trauma that someone else did to you. Mm-hmm. Right now you feel like, okay, I have to tell them no. If not, my therapist is going to be upset with me. Like, I never want anyone to feel that way. So my thing is, however you're feeling comfortable in that moment, let's do it. Let's work on that.
Let's work on that.
Yeah, let's work on whatever you're comfortable with.
And don't worry about, because the feeling of guilt, you feel selfish. You feel like, you know, you owe them your life. I know a parent in particular who throws jeers at their child. Because, you know, the parent used to help them when they were young, and as a parent should. But those things are mentioned, by the way. Oh, mm-hmm. I was there for you when you went to college. And, oh, when you had this attack, I was yeah. there for you. You know, I'm like, mom, that's your job, right?
Yes.
But it's like dealing with, and then I had to help that individual, because I'm like, that parent's job. That is the mother's job. That is her role. That is what she's supposed to do. You have to know when to say no, when yeah. to just put that little line called boundary, just do the line right there and say, look, I can't do it. Yeah. And it took them a very long time to get to the point where they could say, look, I can't do this right now. Sometimes they block
yes.
the individual. You got to do what you got to do yeah. to protect your peace.
Yes.
Yeah.
True. And this is the thing. And I'm pretty sure they said no that time out of frustration.
I'm sure it probably was.
It's out of frustration.
Yeah.
So see, I try to teach people, say no out of love. Mm-hmm. Like, I love myself enough to tell you no. I love myself enough to protect my peace.
I love that.
My no shouldn't be out of frustration. And most of the time it is, because we get so tired of someone taking advantage of us. Or we get so tired of people pleasing and no one is coming in to support us. So then we get tired, we get frustrated, and now we're saying no to everything. Now we feel guilty. Now we feel bad. And then we go right back into the cycle, though. We go right back into saying yes, because now we feel guilty. Mm-hmm. However, though, if I love myself enough to protect my peace, and I tell you no, then that no will definitely mean no. And I'm not going to come back on it. I'm not going to feel guilty about it. I am just going to tell you no, because I'm protecting my peace. I'm protecting me. And that's saying no out of love versus frustration.
I love that. So in the same vein, you can say for those who constantly drain you emotionally, mm-hmm. you know, but you have to be in the environment, for instance, coworkers. Yeah. You have to be in the environment, for instance, family events, funerals, weddings, mm-hmm. et cetera, where that you can't just avoid the family or the coworker just like that. Mm-hmm. Like, what are your ways or what are some ways of dealing with matters when they're actually in the environment and you're present?
Well, see, that one is going to be a little different, right? Because you're going to handle your family different than you handle your coworkers, mm-hmm. right? So if I know that I have to be in the space of a coworker, I'm there in my job is transactional. Like, meaning I'm there to get a check. I'm not there to be friends with this coworker, right? I'm not there, you know, to please them. I am there because this job allows me the opportunity to take care of my family. It is transactional. Right. And so sometimes we have to look at things in that way. Like, the goal for me is to go to job so I can get a check at the end of the week. Mm-hmm. That's the goal. The coworker, I have to deal with her, but she is not going to be my main concern. Mm-hmm. Because if I make her my main concern, then I'm taking away from my goal. Right. My goal is to take care of my family, and I need to have this job in order to do that. Transactional. I can just go ahead and learn to deal with her on an as-needed basis, mm-hmm. meaning I can be cordial with her, with him too. I can be cordial with them, but I don't have to please them. I don't have to do any. I don't have to prove myself to them. I could just stay focused on the job at hand. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Family is different, right?
Right. Right.
It's very different, and so even with family, you know, you have to know what you want and be okay with it, mm-hmm. right? Like you just said, right? Some siblings, you might have to say, you know what? I want to visit mom and dad. However, I don't want to be around my brother or sister, which is perfectly fine. But in that case, the boundary could be, hey, mom and dad, I'm going to come and visit you before everyone gets there. Mm-hmm. That's still you protecting your peace. That's still you visiting your parents. You know, you're still honoring your parents because you're visiting them. You're just not visiting them when everyone else is there. So it really depends on who that person is. And like I said, every situation is different. Mm-hmm. And so I always look at things from a different perspective and kind of try to come up with like a different solution that's comfortable for the client.
I got you. So let's go back to trauma, right? Having to heal from certain things, let's say betrayal. Betrayal mm-hmm. from, you know, your best friend, betrayal from, you know, a boyfriend, spouse, et cetera, from mm-hmm. past relationships. Now, how do you, and we know that every situation is different, yeah, exactly. but primarily, like, how does one deal with overcoming those types of trauma?
Forgiveness, of course, mm-hmm. right? The first thing is we have to learn to forgive people.
Yeah.
Now, I can forgive them and I can choose, once again, choices. I can forgive that person and choose to still have a relationship with them, or I can forgive them and choose not to speak with them. Like you said, I can block them. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I need to forgive them. Like, that's the first thing. And forgiveness is not even for them, but it's for you to let go of the anger and the hurt and all the other things that come along with it. So learning to forgive is part of that. Like, part of healing is forgiving. And whether sometimes, you know, we can mad at ourselves, right? Sometimes, like, a person that, you know, they do us wrong so many times. And so many times we choose to continue to be in a relationship with them. And now we're mad at ourselves. I'm mad because why did I go and, you know, do the same thing knowing how they are? Like, now we're mad at ourselves. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I still got to forgive myself. Like, we need to learn how to forgive ourselves for making choices and forgiving others too. And then once we can forgive them, then we decide how we want to move forward.
Yeah.
Right. I think the problem with forgiveness is we think that we need to forgive people and the relationship continues the same. The truth is you forgive them and the dynamics of the relationship has to change.
Absolutely.
Based on the information that was presented to you. Because that's the thing, like, my relationship, the dynamic is going to change based on the new information. The new information is I can't trust you. So if I can't trust you, what that tells me, okay, when I'm having a conversation with you, I'm not going to tell you anything that I don't want others to know. Mm-hmm. If I'm having a bad day, you are not the person I'm calling. If I need to vent, you are not the person I'm calling. See, the dynamics has now changed. I can still, you know, have a relationship with you, but the dynamics are going to be different. And that's where we fall short, because we forgive people and then we try to move on as if nothing should change. No, you hurt me. And based on whatever that hurt is, I need to acknowledge that and develop a new relationship based on this hurt. Because that hurt is new to me. You know, that's new information. Whenever I have new information, I have to learn to maneuver different. I can't maneuver the same. And sometimes we get mad at people for being them.
Yeah.
That is who they are. And once you come to accept that, then do accordingly, right? I mean, I had an aunt, and this was a couple of years ago. And I have a few aunts, but these two aunts in particular, right? You know, my grandmother, she was sick, and one aunt sent a picture to another aunt saying, don't share. But of course, what do you think she did when she received the picture?
She shot it.
Exactly. And so she was mad at her, right? And so I'm sitting there and I was like, you're mad at her for being her. That's who she is.
Yeah.
She shares information. If I want to know anything about any of my relatives, that is the person I'm going to call.
Right, right.
You get us, like, that's who she is. Yeah. So if I don't want anything shared with anyone, who?
It won't be her.
Exactly.
Yeah. Listen, we have a lot of, listen, I think that's everywhere. There's always someone in the family. You just don't, if you want to intentionally get the message across, you go to that person and you say, girl, guess what? Let me tell you something. And you share that. But if you know for a fact, you know, and that's just how it is. My family is the same way. Everybody knew, and it's innocent, you know. Everyone knew when everyone hit puberty. Everyone knew when someone had a boyfriend. And they'll just talk it. The aunties will talk and talk about their children and all this other stuff. But then there are some things that, I mean, those things you don't mind at some point.
Exactly.
But then there are some things where you want to be able to trust the individual and you give them this information that you want to hold secret and sacred as well.
Yes.
And then they go and release it. And so now, you know, I can't trust this person. I can't trust my aunt, my family, my best friend anymore. Right. Yes. Okay. So we're gonna take a quick break. And then after the break, we're going to go into, you know, talking about other types of baggages and emotional baggage and ways that we can protect our peace, because we need to know how can we deal with matters. There's some, the art of ignoring people is also relevant. I don't know if that's what you share, but I realize that sometimes you just gotta let it go. Sometimes you just you know, like when someone is talking in your ear and then you're just looking forward, like you even ain't tuning in, you ain't even looking their direction, you're just looking forward. Sometimes you just have to know the art of ignoring people. But anyway, we'll talk more about that after this break. We're going to get some of our sponsors airing their ads now. And then afterwards, we'll discuss that. All right? Right after this.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots, on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Your Lane with Coach Trish Hanna, the episode 159. We're talking about soul boundaries, protecting peace and purpose in your life. Our guest is Dr. Shannon Davis Wills. Okay. I asked her if she's a Bahamian with her maiden name Davis, but she said she ain't over that. I can ask her to go check her family because we have some people, we have a lot of Davises over here. I don't know where they're from. I don't know where they're from. Bimini, I don't know where they're from. Where the Davis from? Chris, you know? Cat Island, I know. But anyway, let's move right along. So, Dr. Shannon, even before I continue with my questions, I want to know, because we have limited time, what is it that you think the audience need to know regarding soul boundaries and protecting their peace?
I think the one thing that they need to take away from all of this when it comes to soul boundaries and protecting your peace, that you are your own priority. How you treat yourself is always going to be a reflection of how others treat you. And so if you want others to honor your boundaries and treat you with respect, the first thing you have to do is honor yourself and treat yourself with respect as well. And so anytime someone is mistreating you, the first thing you should do is look in the mirror, because obviously that's how you're treating yourself. Mm-hmm. And so making sure you are your own priority, mm-hmm, and you're able to protect your own peace, it's a choice. You get to choose to do it. And it's always up to you.
I love that. So, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say no. And so just being mindful that everything we do in life, we have a choice. We may not like the choices, we may not even like the options, but it's still our choice.
I love that, because I want the audience to know that you don't need to feel guilty when you choose peace, right? You don't have to feel guilty to think that you have to do something. You have a choice. You have a choice. And sometimes even after you say no, it may hit you a little bit. But I bet you after, because you are trying to protect your one good life what God gave you, you would ultimately see the outcome of it, the benefits of just saying no, the benefits of just not attending an event, the benefits of not having to continue a conversation with someone who may trying to pry into your relationship or into your life, into your finances, etc. All right. The benefits of just letting go of people that drain you, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. Let it go. This is 2026, man. We are tired of the same cycles over and over again. If you are, now, some people may still want to, they want to stay in the mud. You want to stay there, go right ahead and stay there. But as for 2026 and my life, whatever it is that is causing any form of weight there or making me feel uncomfortable in any way, I am saying I'm getting a big scissors and I'm going clip, clip, snip, snip.
Yes. And I want to add to that, right? So you use two words that I want people to consider. Because we say guilty, like we say no, and then we say people feel guilty. But I want people to really, really tap into their inner self and ask themselves, okay, am I really feeling guilty or is it uncomfortable? Mm. Because anytime we do something new, it's always going to be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But we hear the word guilty associated with no. And so we automatically think that I'm feeling guilty when it could be, I'm really just uncomfortable saying no. It's not that I'm feeling guilty. It's just that I'm uncomfortable. So I want people to really just tap into themselves and ask yourself, am I really feeling guilty, or is this feeling just I'm uncomfortable? And if I'm uncomfortable, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm uncomfortable doesn't mean that I still get to stay in it. Like, I recognize that's my feelings and I get to move on.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you say you talk about your profession. You talk about emotional wellness, right?
Yes.
I know we discussed this a little bit of what emotional wellness looks like, but on a broad spectrum, what does it mean to be emotionally whole or healed or complete?
Well, it's going to always be an evolving of self. Like, it's never going to be just, this is what it looks like today.
Mm.
It's always we always evolve as we get new information. And that emotional wellness come into play is recognizing that we all enter different stages of our life at different times, right? And so the wellness comes into play, like, say, for instance, I'm getting a new job, right? I'm going to be excited and nervous, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. And accepting that. Or, I'm moving into a different house. Understanding that sometimes moving is loss. And I'm going to grieve my old house. Like, emotional wellness is being able to look at my emotions across a broad spectrum and being able to accept them, not fight them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, realizing that we have over 100 and something emotions, and I can feel any of them at any given time, and it is okay. It's not okay sometimes how we display them, but it's okay to have them.
Yeah.
And that's the emotional wellness part of it. Like, it's recognizing, I'm upset. So let me go to the gym and box or run, or let me do something, right, to have to use as an outlet to get this off me. That's, that's emotional wellness.
Mm.
Is recognizing I have an emotion and I need to do something in this moment to release that emotion.
Yeah.
And that's why I say it's always evolved.
And that's the thing. Like, some people have it and don't know what to do with it. Mm. So what they do is they retaliate, right? It's just like it's built up and then they explode. Like, I know you said, okay, go to the gym, do that. But can we just be a little bit more practical? If you were to have someone that has an issue with, I guess, rage or anger because, the way that they grew up was a hostile environment. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, I want to deal with this, but it's like at any point, I feel, you ever watch Angry Birds?
Yes.
There's this, the black bird that just explodes, right? So,
yes.
And obviously we have a lot of people like that. We have road rage like crazy. We have a lot of people that just explode. They're like a ticking time bomb. How do you deal with your emotions? What is it that you need to do? What about parents who, do they explode on their children because of frustration? Like, how do I get all of this that's bottled up inside out?
Well, the first thing is recognizing, okay, anger. Anger is a secondary emotion, meaning I'm feeling something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it could be frustration. Like, it's a secondary emotion. So I need to ask myself, okay, I'm angry. And I get it. Like, sometimes in the moment, we're just upset and we don't have time to, like, what am I feeling? Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't always happen like with that. But when I do have time, like, okay, I'm upset, like, I'm angry. What else am I feeling? Because a lot of times, anger is really rooted in fear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when you think about road rage, right? I'm angry at the driver in front of me because maybe I'm afraid that I might run into them or they might run into me, and then I got to file an insurance claim. Like, it's a whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, like, but in that moment, it's just coming across as anger. But a lot of times, anger is really deeply rooted in fear. Like, what are you afraid of? Like, even when you think about your kid, right? I'm disciplining my kid. I'm angry because he, disobeyed me. But really, it could be a fear that when he gets older, like, the world is not a safe space for him. So if he can't listen to me as mom, what is he going to do to other figures?
Yeah.
I'm angry, but not really at him. but it's about maybe the I'm afraid of the possibility if he's out in the real world and he comes into, you know, contact with authority figure and he don't listen to them.
Yeah.
Like the fear could be, what will they do to him? You get what I'm saying? Like, it's anger, but sometimes it's really rooted in fear. So tapping into, what am I afraid of in this moment? Mm-hmm. However, though, like, but if you're angry, a lot of times with anger, we do need some kind of physical exertion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have rage rooms now. I don't know that, but you could go to a rage room. You could do kickboxing. It's too many other things that you can do, right? And even, you know, when I first started on this journey, I used to work with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so kids have anger issues too. Yeah. And a lot of times it's because parents haven't taught them the proper way to display anger.
Yeah.
And so even with me, with my kids, right, I used to take them outside and I used to fill up like a whole bunch of water balloons, right? Balloons and fill them up with water.
Mm-hmm.
And I put them in a basket and I go with the kid and I have them toss it. And I have them, whatever they're angry about, like every time they toss a balloon and burst it on the ground, I have them say what they're angry about so that they can release it.
That's like, interesting.
That's a physical exertion.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what? In that moment,
yeah.
you're angry. What are you angry about? And it feels so much better.
Yeah.
And so I know sometimes, and so with me, I can do that at my office, you know, when they come in with the water balloons. But if they're at home, I always used to tell the parents, get ice cubes with kids. It works. Like, get some ice cubes and let the kids throw the ice cubes on the ground house. But whatever they're angry at, like, they need to say it out loud.
Mm.
And so, but that helps with kids. Like, you're teaching them a, you know, coping strategy. First of all, they're getting rid of the anger because they're using some kind of physical exertion.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're also telling them that it's okay to be angry. But when I'm angry, instead of taking my anger out on a person, I can just throw these ice cubes. Because most of the time with kids, you know, when they're angry, they're going to hit a person.
Mm.
But I, you know, hey, look, you okay to be, you know, it's all right to be angry, but let's take that energy and exert it in a different way. And so as an adult, we shouldn't need someone to tell us to throw a water balloon or throw some ice. Like, as an adult,
mm-hmm.
that emotional wellness comes into play because I'm angry. I need to go to the gym. I need to take a walk. I need to do something. Even if it's me taking a pillow and hitting the pillow against my bed.
Yeah.
Like, right? Something, some kind of physical exertion.
Yeah.
Needs to take place.
I want us to go back to discovering self, like self boundaries for us as adults. Like, how can we have like practical ways to establish those boundaries? Not necessarily for other people, but for ourselves. Because at the end of the day, when everyone else is gone, the lights are off, it's just you and self, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, the creator, our father, our master, right?
Yeah.
It's God. But when we are self-reflecting, because that's something that I do, you know, after I've prayed, or even before I've prayed, I also do my self-reflection, and then I hand it over to God. But let's talk about how we can, some practical ways to establish boundaries for us.
Well, the first step is really about it. Like, it's the beginning of the year, and we all do these vision boards, and I think vision boards are great. And so even at the beginning of the year, create a vision of how you want your year to look like. That's the first step. Like, you know, you can, even if, you know, you don't have to use magazines, you can either, because some people are creative, right? You can draw whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can write it out. You can collect pictures, but whatever is suitable for you, like, create a vision of how you want your life to look. That's the first thing. Developing that skill, like knowing what you want, but also setting up some goals for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So goals should be in alignment with my vision. Like, see, all of that stuff work together. I have a vision, now I have goals, right? In alignment with this vision. And so my boundaries that I create for myself, like, say, for instance, if my goal for the year is to save $5 a week in mind you, the goals, you know, whatever goals you set for yourself, you know, they need to be something that you can actually accomplish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Practical.
And so the, practical. So if I'm saying, you know, I'm going to save $5 a week, that is my goal. Because the vision at the end of the year is I want to have X, you know, X amount of dollars in my account.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So with that being said, the boundary that I set for myself is, and so instead of me going to Starbucks or me going to Dunkin' Donuts or buying coffee, the goal for myself, that personal boundary, is I have to have self-discipline and make a cup of coffee at home.
Come on. Come on.
That's a boundary you have to have with yourself. Or, right, or you can even say, you know what? If you're, because I'm a shoe person, right? So I'm not anymore. I'm healed.
Mm-hmm. But I used to be, delivered.
Yeah, uh-huh. Delivered. Mm-hmm. But I used to be a shoe person. Like I would, you know, like even for me, I would go to the store and you say, oh, this shirt is $5. Oh, I'm not paying for that shirt. Shoes, oh, I'm getting them, right? Mm-hmm. But I remember one year I was like, you know what? I need to do something different. So what I said was, I'm not buying any shoes for the year at all. Oh my God, I did great. But that was a boundary for me, right? Meaning, and so I decided the money I would spend on shoes, I would invest. So that was a personal boundary that I had to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I went 12 months without buying any shoes.
My God.
And so now, guess what? It doesn't even faze me anymore. But that was a personal boundary that I had to set with myself, though.
Yeah.
Like, I had to be real with myself and have a come to Jesus moment, mm-hmm. and be like, okay, Shannon, mm-hmm. you don't need another pair of shoes. It's okay. But instead of me saying I'm not buying shoes, what I had to do was take and say, okay, the money I would spend, put it here.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because then I feel like I'm accomplished. Because at the end of the year, now I feel like I've accomplished something. Right. So I just didn't say, oh, I went a whole year without buying shoes. No, I didn't win a whole year without buying shoes. And I was able to invest.
Mm.
See, because we as humans, we need motivation.
Yeah.
And so the motivation for me was looking at, okay, at the end of the year, I'll have money that I've invested. And so we have to have some type of motivation. And sometimes us saying, I'm not doing something is not enough. We need something to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so personal boundaries need to be in alignment with the goal and vision that you have for yourself. And it may take a day, like you said, like just meditating. Like allow yourself to kind of sit with yourself for a moment and meditate and ask yourself, okay, what do I want 2026 to look like? What is the vision I have for myself? What is the goal? And allow yourself to sit in that. And once you're able to sit in that and even meditate and pray and say, you know, God, give me some wisdom to know what it looks like to have a vision for myself. Maybe this is something new. Maybe I'm not used to having a vision. But hey, you know, God, reveal to me, what is it like for me to meditate in this vision, create a vision, and even achieve it? Come give on. Me the same stamina that I start this with to finish it. Right? Because sometimes when we start something, we're excited. We want to go at it. We going. But then midway. So for me, I always pray, hey, the same energy you given me at the beginning, I need at the end.
I need that finisher's anointing, Jesus. That finisher's anointing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need that, right? Because some of us, hey, we are not finishers. But we got, you know, hey, look, give me that same energy that I'm starting with. I need it at the end. But allowing yourself to sit with those things and, you know, just being mindful or praying about it. And then once you pray, then you can create your boundaries, right? Of what you need for yourself. But also it takes you being honest with yourself, because some of us are not honest with ourselves either.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to be honest. To set personal boundaries for yourself, you have to be honest with yourself. Because if you say, oh, you know what? I'm not going to Starbucks ever again. That is not realistic.
Let's be real, okay?
I know. Uh-huh. Like, that's not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be honest with yourself. Okay, you know what? Instead of me going to Starbucks 3 times a week, I'm going to just go once a week.
Yeah.
That's realistic.
Yeah, and try to cut it down as you go, you know. Try it. What I want to discuss real quick as we're wrapping up is just protecting our peace. You know, this is our final thing. That's we touched on it a bit earlier, but how do we protect our peace? You know, in the workplace, and you know, at home, at church, etc.
Yeah, like I think protecting your peace is once again is recognizing that things happen, and some things that have happened, they're out of your control. So protecting your peace may look like looking at a situation and asking yourself, what is in my control? What can I do about it? Mm. And protecting your peace looks like when I establish what is in my control, I look at just that. Because the moment I try to control something that's out of my control, I'm no longer protecting me. Because now I'm going into somebody else's lane.
Stay in your lane, please. Yes. Stay in your lane. Go ahead.
Exactly. Stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. Protecting your peace. Oh, that's a good one. Protecting your peace means staying in your lane.
Come on.
Looking at what you can control and controlling just that. So many times, the protecting of peace rights get muddied because we're trying to control other situations that we have no control over.
Yes.
We're trying to control how somebody view us. I don't have no control over that. We're kind of trying to control. I don't want her to be upset at me. That is not in your control.
Mm.
And you're disturbing yourself and your peace trying to please that person, trying to make them happy, and you're the one left unhappy. But if I protect my peace and recognize I can't control her, I can control me. And so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what I want to do. And however she feels about it, she feels about it, and it's fine. But I'm protecting my peace that way.
I love that. So, I love
stay
that.
In your lane.
Stay in your lane, child. All right.
That was
so,
a good one. I like that. I'm going to use that. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to use that.
That's right. Listen, I want to wrap up our conversation by just you just helping someone who's listening, who feels stuck. Mm-hmm. Emotionally drained or disconnected from purpose, you know, wanting to move on, but just feel weighted, like they feel heavy because of not establishing boundaries. They feel heavy because they don't know how to protect their peace. What is one practical step that they can take this week to begin living an aligned life or staying in their lane?
Like I said earlier, one of the things, just giving themselves a gentle reminder that you have a choice. And I'll be kind to yourself. Sometimes we're too hard on ourselves. Like we expect this drastic change overnight when we didn't get here overnight. So just being kind to yourself. And reminding yourself, remember I said a gentle reminder that you have a choice. That's very practical because that's something you could tell yourself in that moment. I have a choice. Just giving yourself that reminder is something you could do in the moment. Now, whether you choose them or whether you choose yourself, it's still up to you. But at least you have the opportunity to be at peace with whatever decision you make.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree 100%. All right, Dr. Shannon, thank you so much for being a part of your Lane Talk Show today. I want you to share with the audience where can people reach you, your social media platform, websites, etc., just in case they want more of what you have to offer.
And so it's really simple to find me. Everything about me is always going to be on Hope Within Counseling. And so even on Facebook, I am Hope Within Counseling. On LinkedIn, Hope Within Counseling, Instagram, TikTok, even HopeWithinCounseling.com. Even if they want to reach out to me and mm-hmm. send me a text, I do have a phone that's dedicated strictly for counseling. Mm. And it's 214-903-4434. And so I'm always open to questions, right? Because I'm truly believe in helping other people. And be mindful that I'm licensed in 3 different states and I'm virtual, right? And so mm-hmm. I know you have quite a few, you're in the Bahamas, but I know that sometimes they may go to Florida mm-hmm. to vacation or get away. And if that is the case, guess what? I can help them as well. Mm-hmm. And so, because I do offer virtual sessions, mm-hmm. Other people in other states can always still utilize my services as a counselor. Wonderful. But everything about me is going to be hopewithincounseling.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Sean. I don't want you to leave just in case, but I just want to do my coach's moment. I had an opportunity to think about some things while I was preparing today's show. And one of the scriptures that came to mind was Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, which says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Because, you know, out of our hearts flow the issues of life, right? So protecting our hearts, protecting, you know, who we are, as you've said, helps us with our peace, okay? Guarding our heart does not mean shutting people out completely, because we don't live in a bubble, all right? But it means protecting what God has entrusted us with. Our peace is not optional. In some cases where your healing is not negotiable and your purpose cannot flourish in environments that constantly wound your soul. So you do have the option of saying, I'd rather walk away from the situation, or as you've stated today, I have a choice. You do have an option. You have that option. Boundaries are not about control or punishment. So it's important that we understand that we have to keep and set boundaries. They are about stewardship. All right. I'm stewarding my peace. I'm stewarding my sanity. I'm stewarding my mental capacity. All right. When you establish healthy boundaries, you're honoring God by refusing to let unresolved hurt, trauma, or unhealthy patterns dictate your future. All right. As you move forward, remember this: what you tolerate will train others how to treat you. And Dr. Shannon said this: if you are unable to love yourself and take care of yourself, then how do you expect other people to treat you? Which is, you know, something that you would want. There's another form of establishing boundaries, because you would want to know how to discipline yourself first, you know, how to say no to things that you know isn't needed for your body health-wise or mentally. You know what I mean? Look for things that, or shun from things that will cause trauma to erupt. For instance, you know good and well, you just came out of that breakup. No reason why you should be listening to Toni Braxton, any of her songs, because y'all know good and well Toni Braxton will unbreak y'all heart 100 times and all the other things. It could have been me, and oh, play me like a guitar. All these different songs she have will have you crying even more. All right. Protect your heart. Protect your peace. You know, go into certain places and certain environments, remind you of certain things. Stay away from those things. Stay away from things. And then for those who are experiencing trauma, because sometimes we pass places that remind us of things, so we can't help it. We can't control that. Mm-hmm. We can't control certain people in our lives that have to come in and out of our lives, that we have to see them every day if possible. So what you do in those situations, you just learn how to deal with it as best as you can. Practice self-control. Practice self-discipline. All right. Practice ways to respond to an individual who may have hurt you in the past. But most importantly, forgive. Mm-hmm. Forgive yourself first. Forgive the things that you thought that you have done, you may have done wrong, that may have sparked the reason why something took place. All right. Forgive yourself from all of that. And then forgive the individual. All right. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sins. So you could love someone from a distance. Okay, you could do that. You don't have to be best friends with someone who betrayed you before. You could still be kind if you want to be kind and love them, of course. But you don't have to, as Dr. Shannon stated, tell them all your business all over again. Forgiveness doesn't mean that. But Chris, how did it go? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Yeah, you ain't got what? You ain't gotta be fooled twice. They don't show you. Listen, when someone show you who they really are, Believe them.
Believe them.
Believe them. You know good and well, Dr. Shannon say, you know good and well, Auntie so-and-so is talk your business. Don't go to Auntie so-and-so to talk your business. Okay? Mm-hmm. And another thing is cast all your cares on the Lord because he cares for you. I think that's found in 1 Peter chapter 5. In fact, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, casting, this is the AMP version, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Listen to me. When I read that, like, my eyes got teary in this particular version because it's powerful that God loves you so much that he says to give me your burdens, give me your trauma, give me the thing that hurts you the most, give me your soul issues, cast them on to me, and I'm the one that will take care of it. I am the one that can heal you, all right? I'm Jehovah Rapha. I'm the one who sees you. I'm El Roy. Give it to me. You don't have to walk around carrying those burdens. Yes, there are practical ways to deal with them, but we want to start spiritually first. We want to start giving these things unto God. Allow him to give you the wisdom to know how to deal with it practically, because he could do that. He could tell you to go every day. I want you to go on Goodman's Bay to go running. Every day I want you to go, you know, do some exercises, do some kickboxing, as Dr. Shannon suggested. He's going to give you the wisdom to do that. He's going to give you the wisdom to go to therapists like Dr. Shannon and others who are after his own heart, who will give you the necessary counseling needed. These are practical now, to deal with your matters. But first you have to cast it over to him. And what does that look like? That looks like, hey, I'm going to give this to you. This is what is bothering me. You talk to him just like you're talking to a best friend. I tell you, he ain't gonna tell you your business. He ain't gonna tell you, tell people your business. He ain't Auntie so-and-so. Okay? You give it to him and you cast it and you leave it there and allow him to fill you. Allow him to fill that void that you've been trying to fill yourself because you can't do it by yourself. Your healing, you cannot do it by yourself. The all-powerful, all-knowing. He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He knew when you went through that. He knew, he saw while you was going through it. And he's the same God that can take you out of it. So cast it on him. Cast your cares on him because he cares for you. All right, I just wanted to share that. That's my little note. Dr. Shannon was just marvelous with practical. She was marvelous with, you know, telling us and teaching us about trauma, what it is, what it looks like, what it feels like, how to protect our peace, and all these other things, which is so beautiful. And we give God thanks for her and being a part of Your Lane Talk Show. But as you move forward, I want you to choose to guard your heart, choose your peace, choose peace, and choose alignment. Choose being able to align yourself with the things of God, protecting what is needed, what is necessary to ensure that you don't use the weight from what burdened you before to cause you not to elevate. This is 2026, and this is the reason why this particular show was brought about in the month of January. Because if you want to elevate, if you see yourself soaring in 2026, if you're saying you're doing a lot and all these different things, there's only so much, as far as you could go. Mm-hmm. With weight, you can't go no further than a particular point with weight. If you want to soar, let the weight go. Leave it. Cast it. Push it. Pull it down. Another thing that I want to say is, and this is for those who believe in the power of prayer, who believe in reading scriptures and understanding the power of scriptures and declaring things, you have to pull down negative memory recall. That is something I used to deal with when I was going through my issues. What does that mean? Negative memory recall is all those little darts that come back into your head every time you think about something that happened in the past. Mm-hmm. That's a part of the traumatic experience, is having to remember what was done. Now, are you going to completely forget it? No. But there are ways to not dwell in those negative memory recalls. There are ways to not dwell in that, because if you dwell in it, it will continue to suck you in and cause you to be depressed and cause you not to soar. Remember, we soaring. we are soaring in 2026. So whenever those thoughts come in about the betrayal, whenever those thoughts come in about, you know, the abuse and all these other things that people have done to you, the hurt, etc., you pull those down. You cast down all imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You put on the full armor of God every single day, especially that helmet, boy. Because listen, them darts could be shoo, 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 shoo. That's what the enemy likes to do. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his MO. So how do you overcome that? You overcome that by putting the armor on. You overcome that, but every time you see it, you tell him, thus says the Lord, as the Bible says, or so it is written. Okay? You overcome that by declaring what it is that you do want to see. So these are also practical and spiritual things combined of how we can overcome trauma, how we can overcome all these different hurts, and how we can protect our peace. So I hope that you got it all. You got the practical, you got the, you know, you get everything from the professional, Dr. Shannon, who is the therapist, and then you get the spiritual from Coach Trishanna, you know, because we want to make sure that we're whole, man. We want to be whole. There are a lot of people who have mics in their hands, a lot of people who have these huge influences, but in the nighttime they are crying. Their pillows are soaked and wet because of the trauma, because of what they're dealing with, because of the mental issues that's going on. We could overcome these things. It's possible. Don't let the enemy think that you are stuck and you will forever be stuck. It is possible. Thank you. Thank you for that message. I just got a message just now. All right. So our today's show, Dr. Shannon, I know I told you bye, right? But I have to bring you back in for 2 seconds. Is there anything else you want to share based on what I just said? I can't just leave you hanging like that. I got to let you say something after I done say something. I want you to have the final say.
I think you closed beautifully. I think it was beautiful. Like you say, guarding our hearts and protecting our peace go hand in hand.
Yes.
Like recognizing they go together.
Yes.
And so I think it was beautiful what you say. Like, I think you know, kind of said everything in a nutshell of what we need to do to protect ourselves. Because God did give the commandment, I think, to love others, right? Yes. He gave it to love, but we trust. And so, but if we learn to love, and even when it comes to forgiveness, right? You mentioned that our brain is a beautiful thing, right? It works to protect us. But also, right, in that protection moment, it gives us things that it knows that we can handle. Mm. And so even if I choose to forgive someone and then a memory comes back of something happened that was bad, like you just said, right? I don't need to sit in that. I can just say, I chose to forgive myself and that person for that. I'm choosing to move on.
Come on.
Like, we could give ourselves those reminders instead of sit, because we have a choice. I could sit in it, or remember I told you, I could choose to sit in it, or I can choose to remind myself, I've already forgiven myself for that. I am choosing to move on. I'm creating new memories, and I can live in that, because that gives me life. And so I think what you said was beautiful, but I think if anyone walks away with anything, it's always knowing that we have voice in everything we do. That's why God gave us free will.
Yes. Yes. Child, me and Dr. Shannon, we tag team just now, and that was beautiful. We letting people are being set free today in the name of Jesus. Thank you. All right. Your Lane Talk Show, episode 159, is brought to you by Your Lane Life Coaching. You could go to www.yourlanelifecoaching.com for your life and relationship coaching. Also brought to you by John Shoe Store and Accessories, Tropical Gyros, Children's Dream Journal, YBE Promotions, of course, February 27th is where it's going to be. Kicking, popping, carrying on with Chandler Moore, I Shall Not Want concert. It's going to be held at the Beach Soccer Stadium, East Bay Street, Nassau, Bahamas. Get your tickets at www.bahamastickets.com. We're also brought to you by Children's Dream Journal. This year, make your children's spiritual life a priority, all right? The Children's Dream Journal helps kids record their dreams, pray through them, and grow in God-given identity. Cover their destiny today. Available on Amazon and at All Seasons Book and Gift Center in the Palmdale Shopping Center. And last but not least, we are also brought to you by... Where is it that I can't find it all of a sudden? We're also brought to you... And Nayoka, don't kill me, please. I'm trying to find your thing. I have the flyer, so let me put up the flyer while I'm doing that. It's also brought to you by... where is it? Y'all, the thing deleted. The thing deleted, Nayoka. Let me read this off, all right? While we're doing that. It's also... brought to you by, there it is, Women of Strength Association. Thank you, Lord, because you ain't got devil, you are a liar today. Women of Strength Association presents its receiving season, okay? They're going to have Dr. Sharon Neely. Y'all know who she is. She's the number one trichologist in the Bahamas with over 25 years experience in the beauty industry. And the topic is Take the Leap. All right, go ahead, get your tickets, 423-9377. It's happening February 1st, that's a Sunday, at 3:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., and there's limited seating, all right? So go ahead and book your tickets today. We have a free ticket. I want you to text this number, 323-768-689. 3768689. We're out of time, but you can go ahead and text it. We want you to share 3 points that Dr. Shannon stated today to help with setting boundaries and keeping our peace and protecting our peace, all right? 3 points that Dr. Shannon stated for us today. The number, once again, is 3768689, and it will be yours. Listen, I want to go to this, but guess what? I can't go because it's smack in the middle of my show. I can't go to this, all right? Listen, they're going to have a prayer board. They're going to have food and drinks and all kind of different games and exciting things on that particular day. All right. So go ahead. Listen, y'all done texting. All right. So I'm going to read this after because I have to go. And so for those who want to give me 3 points, 3 points that Dr. Shannon said, then the ticket will be yours. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to today's show. Thank you, Chris, my producer, for keeping it and holding it down for us. Of course, thank you to our guest, Dr. Shannon Davis-Wills, who has just shared and poured back into us what we needed to help to protect our peace and set boundaries. Next week's topic is prayer power, how to pray and what blocks breakthrough, with Apostle Rosemary Pena from Legacy Church. I'm excited about that. To those who are listening to us for the first time, please follow and like the page Your Lane Life Coaching or Your Lane with Coach Trish Hanna on YouTube, Your Lane Life Coaching on Facebook, or Your Lane with Coach Trish Hanna on YouTube, okay? So you can get all the various things that we have to offer, all right? I pray that you were all empowered, educated, and encouraged today to stay in alignment as you walk in your lane. Keep your peace. I figure what our term is, Dr. Shannon. Protect your peace means staying in your lane. That's it. Protect your peace means staying in your lane. So continue to stay in your lane so that you could protect your peace today. And until next time, God bless you and have a beautiful Sunday. Bye-bye.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
This year is going to be magical, and Lurex invites you to feel the magic by taking care of you with small luxuries at excellent prices. Shop with Lurex all month long for our mega sale up to 50% off on selected fragrances, skincare, cosmetics, and so much more. Feel the magic and save this new year only at Lurex.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.